Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach. And joining me as always is my fabulous co-host. She's a certified life coach. She's also a spiritual teacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, live from Berkeley, California. We haven't done this since last year, Rose.
Hey, Dax, I know. A full year has gone by since we've – no, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's great to be here, finally, even though it's January 15th. But it's great. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's crazy times, but keep on trucking. Uh-huh.
Well, because this is our first time together live on air in the new year, we can say Happy New Year to everyone because we haven't talked to them since last year on this show.
Right. It's been a while. Maybe it's a month.
That's right.
It was something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's kind of quiet out there today. So I've got to tell everybody to go ahead and call in. Yep, we are live. I know it's been a while. That's probably why it's really quiet, because people are like, are they doing a show or not? You know?
Right.
We are here, and I think Charlotte's listening in. Charlotte, guest host last, I can't remember when it was, in December, like the 14th, I don't know. Charlotte was on. She says hello in the chat room there. And so let's tell everybody how they can call in. It's 714-816-4628. And as soon as you call in, you press 1 on your dial pad, and that puts you in the caller queue for us to take your call. Now, if you just want to listen to the show, you can call in and just listen. In fact, I think Charlotte's doing that. Hopefully she'll join us on air. You just call into the phone number, don't press 1. And wherever you are, out and about, you know, we all have our cell phones with unlimited minutes these days. Remember the days when you had, you know, you had 500 minutes and you had to be careful?
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's unlimited minutes, so you can just call in and listen to the show. If you're not around Wi-Fi or can't get on the net at the time, you know, just dial in the phone number, you know. But if you want to be live on air, we press 1 when you get through. If you're Skyping in, remember you have to go to the app and open the dial pad, press 1. Let me give the phone number again, 714-816-4628. We're taking your calls. We're going to be doing life coaching, tarot, numerology, a whole bunch of things today. Plus we have a topic because it is the new year. Whenever it's the new year, that means a new world year number. So we're going to be talking about that. It also means you're in a new personal year in your own personal 9-year cycle, folks. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes as well. And you can also chat with us in the chat room, like Charlotte is. Our chat room is actually the comments on our chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And we have a post for each show, and every live show that's coming up, all you do is type in your browser that day, type in psychictalk.net/chat. It'll take you right over to the post. You scroll down. There's even a red arrow pointing down to the comments. Just jump in the comments, start typing in the comments, and we use it like a chat room. And you can talk with each other, other listeners. You can talk with the host. You can ask questions. And, of course, you can get mini readings and life coaching and ask life questions and so forth right there in the chat post in the comments. And all the information, the dial-in, you know, the phone number, the link to listen to the show times, everything's always listed there. So any day you want to listen to the show, it's the same URL, psychictalk.net/ get right into this chat post. Come over and chat with us in there if you can't dial into the show. But, of course, we'd rather you give us a ring, 714-816-4628. So here we are in a brand new year, and it's wintertime, and, of course, you know, I catch a cold, like always. Oh, God. So it was last Friday, you know, you were under the weather. I was getting a scratchy throat at the time. It hadn't hit me full on yet, but I didn't know how I was going to sound on air, let me tell you, last Friday. And then I did the show with Mary on Saturday. It was fine. And then late Saturday into Sunday, the cold really hit me. I think it's a cold or a sinus infection or something like that. No, it's not the COVID.
Right.
I don't have any of the COVID symptoms. Don't have a fever, the body aches, the chills, the myriad of symptoms that you can have on that thing.
Yeah.
Of course, some people get it and don't have those symptoms, you know. But I know what a cold is like. I know what a sinus infection is like. And, you know, this is what it's like. I started off with that scratchy throat. Then I went into like a sore throat with no other symptoms at all. I kept checking my temperature this entire week. 2 or 3 times a day I've been checking my temperature, and it's been normal. And, you know, I did get, Rose, I got, you know, that not really an achy feeling, but just a general overall malaise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sinus colds are like that. I'm not saying that's what it is, because, of course, I'm not a medical doctor. But, yeah, that sounds familiar to be like a sinus cold.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, and I started feeling better a few days ago, but you know how these things work. So you start feeling better, you start trying to get back to your routine, you know, and then wham, it just hits you again and you're flat on your back in the bed again, you know. And then you feel better and you get up and you start doing things, and then you're standing there and you're like, the energy just drains out of you. You go lay down again. You know?
Yeah.
Yesterday I started feeling a lot better, and today a lot better. I'd say I'm between 95% to 98% recovered, but you know, knock on wood, I hope it keeps up. You know, we'll see what happens though.
You know, last March when we went into quarantine for the first time, and I was teaching from home, I started to feel sick. And I thought, oh, my God, did I pick up this? And this was when everything was new. We weren't sure what was happening, what the symptoms, you know. Everything was kind of fresh. And I was like, oh, do I have this? And I remembered that sometimes, you know, during the mid part of, was it March, I start having these, I would say severe, what do you call it? Allergy colds or sinus colds? Like it's almost like having the flu, but you don't have the temperature or anything like that. And so, like a couple of years ago, I was so sick. I couldn't sleep. I was coughing so much. It was that bad. So this past March, what I decided to do, I said, okay, I'm not sure what this is, but why don't I take some Benadryl? And I took Benadryl for about 3 or 4 days, and boom, it was gone. And that's how I knew what I had was a sinus cold. And the way it was explained to me, I mean, this is like the most important topic right now, but is that sometimes you get an allergen that gets caught up into your sinuses. And so your sinuses get agitated, they heat up, and, you know, you have all the mucus and phlegm and whatever, because it's trying to get that allergen out of there. And but that's where you start to feel bad. Sometimes you can get headache or something like that, or that malaise that you were talking about. Yeah, sinus colds can really do that, you know. So That's how I got rid of it.
Right.
Just take it to Benadryl, and it wipes it out in about in 3 or 4 days. If I let it, for me, go further without, you know, I'll be coughing all night. I can't sleep. You know, it's just, it's very uncomfortable. But I'm glad you're getting better and you're 95% back. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody was telling me, oh, you know, go get tested. I'm like, what is that going to do? I mean, they're even telling you online, even if you have a fever, they're telling you, you know, if you're not in respiratory distress, if you don't need to go to the hospital, stay home.
Right.
Because 99% of people recover from this, you know.
Right.
A good 80% or, I don't know, 70, 80, 90%. Of the people,
right.
Recover at home. A good 60% or 70% don't even ever get any symptoms. You know, so part of me is like, well, I wish I did have the COVID, because then now I got the antibodies. Maybe I'm resistant now. but I don't think that's what the case is. I think it's just, you know, a sinus cold or something like that, and it seems to be going away on its own. You know, if I was getting worse, yeah, I'd go to the hospital. But, you know, hey, I mean, the hospitals are jam-packed. You're in California where it's really getting bad.
Ooh,
I mean, L.A. is just
bad,
really bad.
Southern California has been hit hardest, as we talked about before. But the Bay Area, because I live in the San Francisco Bay Area on the East Bay side, and that is starting to get bad. So, like, worse. It was already bad, but it's starting to get worse, and we might be, you know, following in the footsteps of Southern California. I'm hoping that, but, you know, because it's scary, you know. My mother, who I take care of, I love her so much. She was like, she said, if I'm having an issue, you know, one morning she had an issue or whatnot, and she said she, you know, felt settled. And I think it was related to her heart or something like that. She wasn't sure if she was having a heart attack or something. She said, I don't want to go to the hospital. I was like, oh, no, you're going to go to the hospital. Not having you got here in the bed, in the house. Come on. I don't want to go get it. And she's afraid of getting COVID at the hospital, you know. And that's a good worry. But I said, Mom, you can't. So you want to traumatize me by, you know, just dying right here in the house. I can't do that. So it's funny. Anyway, these interesting conversations that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, but at least
so
you
let's
get to
see
start
here.
Your year now, even though you're, you know, you've been sick for the first week or so. But you can start the new year. So what do you have on your plate? What are you doing for this new year? What's on your agenda?
Oh, gosh. So many things. I know in the green room we were talking about that. And I'm going to try to pace it out throughout the year, you know. And
right.
In the green room before the show, we were talking about this, you know. And basically, you know, getting out of study mode and getting back into actually doing the work and seeing the clients, you know, and things like that, you know, and that's what's really big for me right now. And there's a few projects I have floating around out there. One of our members that joined the guild back in, geez, it was 2010, 2011, John Allen. He came back and he joined the professional membership, and I actually had to redo his certificates because he was like, I don't know where my certificates went from when he got certified before, and membership certificate, and I got him all that stuff and all, you know. And we were talking about, you know, hey, maybe we should do something together, because we did a lot of fun stuff back in those early days of the guild being worldwide on the web. And yeah, he does a lot of historical decks, tarot decks, and we did classes with him where he taught taught about reading historical decks, you know, ones that don't have images on the minor arcana cards. You know, it's just like if there's five batons, there's five batons, you know, six cups, there's six cups. That's it. And also decks like Lenormand. And he did some classes on that, you know. And I said, you know what we should do is we should do like a YouTube channel or something and call it Tarot Guys. Because face it, you know, the majority of folks out there, there's a lot of guys doing tarot now, but more than there was in the past. But still, it's dominated by the ladies. And, you know, we even have the tarot lady, you know, for example. I'm like, well, we need the tarot guys, you know, let's represent, you know. So we're thinking about that. That's a possibility, you know, a little project for later on, you know, that we might do. You know, revamping the Tarot Guild a little bit for 2021, you know, we have, we started the brand new website, a little over a year ago. We have a brand new website, and, it's a social networking site. It's like Facebook for tarot, you know, and, we're getting, you know, hundreds of people on there now. And it's free to join the website. You can join for free. And we have a premium membership, too, that gives you extra benefits and, you know, it's good for professionals. Well, what I decided to do for 2021, Rose, is rename the memberships. I never liked the word premium. In fact, I started calling it the Premium Pro membership. Well, what we're going to do now is it's going to be the same thing. However, when you join the website for free, you're becoming an associate member of the Tarot Guild. So we have the associate membership. It's free. You get to use the website. You know, you get your own profile. You know, if you're brand new to tarot, it's great because you're going to get your own page on the website, thetarotguild.com/you, you know. And so basically, you don't even need a website if you don't have a website. You know, maybe you don't have a personal website for tarot yet. You don't need one. We have this customizable page. You can put whatever you want on that, and you get that along with all the other features, like you can friend other members. You can instant message them, private message them, just like on Facebook. We have groups like Facebook. We have forums. We have live chat. Gosh, groups, articles, videos, events, all these different things on there. And you can join free as an associate member. And the premium membership, we're changing the name to professional member. So you can join the professional membership. And by the way, I should send everybody over there. It's thetarotguild.com is the website. And to look at these memberships, just go to thetarotguild.com/join, or if you're on the website, just click join the guild. There's quick links on there, and it tells you about, you know, all the features of the associate membership, all the features of the website, the status update, the activity feed. We have a certified readers directory, your customizable profile, all this stuff, and there's a link there, sign up free here. So you want to do that first before you do anything else anyway, because you got to get a profile on the website, even if you're going to join the professional membership. And the new professional membership, what we've done was it was $78 a year and included your certified tarot reader certification. We dropped it down, Rose, to $39.99. So now you can join as a professional member for $39.99 a year. And I didn't know this at the time when I set this, but it dawned on me that that works out to $3.33 a month. The angel number 333.
Oh, wow.
I just thought, I love the synchronicities. It's the universe winking at me going, yep, you did the right thing doing it this way. And, you know, the angel number 333 is just wanting you to really look at that energy of number three, which is creativity and communication. We're going to do a lot of numerology on the show today. Yeah. So what you get now is you join the professional membership. You get everything you get with the free associate membership, but also you get your membership certificate, you know, so you can show that you're a professional reader and a member of a professionals organization. We've been the organization for professional readers since 2004. We're in our 17th year now. And the first level, actually all the levels, but the first level of certification is the CTR, the Certified Tarot Reader Certification. And it's as a professional member, you get a discounted application fee on that. So non-members pay $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck, for each level of certification, whereas the professional members only pay $47. And you also get half off my tarot and numerology course as well as a professional member. You get access to the private professional members group on the website. You get a listing on our professional readers directory, discounts on the other levels. There's three other higher levels of certification. So when you're ready for each higher level of certification, you get it at the discounted price instead of the full $78 price. And you get featured reader video interviews. We'll do an interview on Zoom, and you can put it on your page, and we put it on our YouTube channel and out on Facebook and Twitter and every place for you, you know, and do an article on the website. And you get appearances as a guest on Tarot Today Radio, either Tarot Today Radio, which is Saturday with Mary and I, or this show. You can be on with Dr. Rose and I or some other time during the week. You know, we could even set up a special interview. And as an example, we just had Corby Mitley joined the Tarot Guild. She got certified, and she was our guest on the radio show Tarot Today Radio last Saturday. And one of the benefits. Yeah. You also get access to create groups, events, and post articles on the website, and access to our exclusive interviews, classes, workshops, and events that we do throughout the year. You get that included as a professional membership. Professional member. So you just click the big green join now button at thetarotguild.com/join. And we put, there's this crown icon that goes on your profile image that shows you're a professional member. You get your certificate right away. You can go through the certification and get your certified tarot reader certificate. And if you qualify for higher levels, you can get those right away. Like Corby got Certified Tarot Reader, Certified Tarot Professional, and Certified Tarot Master, because she qualified for all three levels. And, that's what we're doing now. Some changes for 2021. The membership is really affordable now, $3.33 a month. You just pay $39.99 for the year. And then when you renew next year, it's the same. It's $39.99 instead of the $78 we were charging before. We used to charge $78 for the first year and $39.99 to renew. So now it's just $39.99. Cross the board there. You can go over and join as a professional member. And if you're somebody that's new to tarot and you want to take our course, it's half price. So it's a lot of great benefits with the new professional membership. So basically that's what's going on with me, going on with the guild here in the new year of 2021.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for everybody.
And I know you have a lot going on too, right?
Yeah, I'm going for my hypnotherapy or hypnosis certification. And I'll get, there's a basic level and advanced level, and I'm working on the basic level right now. I have this kind of goal where I do one video. For the basic level, there's 20 videos to watch. And they also have a book, you know, where you can read it as well. And usually things would go faster with a book. But I have a thing where a goal of watching at least one video a day. And I'm really excited about it because I love hypnotherapy or hypnosis. I really believe in it. And it's a wonderful way to work with the subconscious mind when you're, you know, dealing with issues or problems or trying to, you know, make changes or just to achieve goals. This year, I do want to start an online company with meditation audios and like shamanic journeying and maybe some mantra chants and some hypnosis. But I wanted to make sure I get the first to get the certification, and then also I'm taking a course on, you know, how do you create great meditation? What do you call it? Forgive me, meditation audios and things of that nature. So that's how I'm working that. I do need to come up with a, well, this is a side topic. You and I will talk about this, like with some coaching packages and things of that nature. I need to roll, the, right. You know, do that as well. Like you said, you know, be more in action because I get people who ask me, you know, questions about, you know, oh, I need some help and blah blah blah, and I just don't have my coaching packages ready, so I got to work on that. But another interesting project that I'm working on, I have a YouTube channel where I've talked about some of the Vedic practices that I've done, and I'll be adding some different content this year, and, you know, and some of the, you know, other Vedic practices or whatnot, but adding other content,
awesome.
You know, life coaching and things of that nature, working with sigils, some of you might know about that.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a show about that because I've had some experiences with that, and it's actually a wonderful thing to use. Sigils are wonderful.
I'd like to learn more about that. So I'm looking forward to hearing you talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using it more and more, using them more and more for different things. And but anyway, I also got I'm sorry. Me and a group of other people are creating another YouTube channel where we're going to focus more on the Vedic practice side. And this is actually for the company that I work for, Pillai Center, and we follow a guru from southern India, and he's given out thousands of, you know, of meditations and mantras and techniques and all that. But what they lack is really approaching or having a presence of people of color who are doing it. There are quite a few of us who are doing it, but in terms of us being seen, we're not quite seen. So we're working on that as well, and we're doing it as a team. It's really coming together. We have the channel set up. We just don't have any videos. We'll start that in February. That's another project that I'm working on. But I'm just, you know, and I'm still teaching. You know, I'm not teaching this semester from January to about June, but I am teaching in the summer one course and then two next fall. So I'm going to be really, that's why I was telling you, I was like, I got to get my certification now, man, because next fall is
get it
be,
in.
Yeah.
Because I know how you are.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
From us doing life coaching together before, you know, I know that you can get bogged down, you know, with all the other things that you're doing. So, yeah, it's great that you're taking care of that
now. The teaching takes up a lot of time. The courses, though, that I'll be teaching starting from the summer to the end of next fall, I've taught before. It's just a matter of rearranging the material from one of the courses. So once I get that done, it'll be done. But, you know, when you're creating a completely new course, that's very time consuming. But anyway, enough of that, folks. So that's what I'm up to this year. And I'll give you guys updates, and I especially will do a show maybe in February about sigils, what they are, how you can work those and really improve your life. I'm wanting to have a little bit more experience
let's schedule it with them.
So I can really talk to you, you know, talk to the audience, you meaning the audience, about, you know, how to use them, how to use them effectively, you know. So
awesome.
That's it.
So there you go, folks. Yeah, we caught you up on, you know, the new year with me and Dr. Rose, and Now we're going to get into some numerology, and we're going to take phone calls. We've got, let's see, on the line right now, we got area code 801 followed by area code 415. So if you're in the caller queue, hang in there. We're going to get to the calls in a moment. And if you're on the fence, hey, this is the time to call in, folks. 714-816-4628. Let me refresh the chat post here, see if there's any questions or anything in there. Just Charlotte saying hi, and Rose and me. Yep. Okay, so nothing from the chat post, but if you want to join us in there, if you can't call in, go to psychictalk.net/chat, scroll down to the comments, and put your questions, comments, and requests for life coaching and mini readings right there in the chat post. Otherwise, give us a call at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll be getting to your call in just a minute here. Want to let you know the numerology of the day. You know, earlier I mentioned that $3.33 a month for the New Tarot Guild professional membership, the 333 angel number. Love that, right? And it actually is the date today, you know, the 1/15/2021 adds up to 12, 1 plus 2 is 3. And then the day is a 6 energy. It's the 15th, 1 plus 5 is 6. So both of those numbers actually, 3, 6, along with the number 9, are in a subset of numbers in numerology called the creativity and communication numbers. 3 is creativity and communication. 6 is the nurturer. So that's the energy that we're dealing with today. And Rose, I picked the card of the day, got the Fool card, taking a leap of faith. And if you look at the Fool card, Rose, from the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, a few things that I noticed when I got that as the card of the day is, he's, you know how he's got that pole with the knapsack attached to it? Do you remember seeing that card? Oh, maybe Rose is on mute. Are you there? Are you there, Rose?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had my phone on mute. I was saying yes. I was like, why can't he hear me?
It's because you were on mute. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. So he's got that little bag, and the takeaway from that is, you know, he's carrying very little baggage on his journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you haven't literally, you know, cleaned out the closets and figuratively, you know, from last year, 2020, you know, here we're still in June. It's only halfway through January. It's only halfway through January. You know, we got the rest of the year to go. So, you know, take your time right now to clear out the baggage. And you want to, that way you can, you know, carry very little baggage with you through this journey. And the other thing is, he's alone. You know, he's got his man's best friend. He's got the dog with him, you know, his trusted companion, but nobody else. So the takeaway that I want you to take this is the card of the day for today, but this is really for the whole year. And it's kind of why I'm glad that this card came up and why I'm doing a closer introspection than I normally do for the card of the day. Be careful who you tell what you're going to be doing this year, what your goals are.
Mm.
Okay, so the Fool has his trusted companion, man's best friend, the dog. He has the dog with him. Yeah, you could tell the folks that are your trusted best friends, family members, people that are going to support you. But be very wary about telling anybody else about your goals, because it's just human nature to shoot down people's dreams and goals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, then you can climb and get past the mountains. There's this mountain range behind him. You know, you can do that. You know, and also have a little faith. Take some faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the numerology and the card of the day. And then the other thing I love about January and the beginning of the new year is the new world energy. It shifts every year, folks. It's based on the actual year number. So last year was 2020. So 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 is 4. And now we're moving into that 5 energy. 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1 is 5. Yes, it's a 5 world year. And sometimes it's called the universal year, Rose. But most people call it the world year number. And, you know, it's a year of adventure and change. 5 is a number of change. It's the number of adventure. This is the year you want to plan and take trips. And, you know, I really think that's what we're going to see this year. I think we're going to start to get past the COVID. Things are going to open. People are going to start traveling again. So even if you're not planning for it till the end of the year, you know, start your plans now. Big trips, little trips, day trips, local parks, museums, or the long-distance destinations. It could be either or both. You know, this is the year to do that kind of thing. You want to be adventurous. What you don't want to do in a 5-year is you don't want to make any deep, hard, lasting decisions. You make the plans, but you don't want to, for instance, you don't want to sign contracts. You don't want to sign long leases like for your business or something like that. You don't want to get married in a 5-year. Now, this is a year where a lot of great ideas come up, though. It's a very high energy year, and you can get a lot of great ideas, but they pay off in the 6-year. They pay off next year, not this year, you see. So it's more of the planning. You know, last year was planning too with the 4. There was a little bit of a delay because of the COVID energy. You know, it just played havoc with everybody and everything, you know. So this year, you know, really make the plans, and it'll pay off next year in the 6-year. It's a very fast-moving energy, a 5-year. The other thing, the other side of the coin that I always talk about with 5, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, I talk about the chaos number, because in numerology, 5 is also the chaos number. What does that mean? Yeah. Well, you know, you have all the positive aspects of 5, Rose, but it can very quickly spiral down very fast into chaos. Yeah. And that's why especially in any year, but especially when we're starting a 5 world year, I want to warn everybody in January, you set your intentions now. You make your plans now. Just like I was talking about, you know, making plans for day trips, for long-distance trips, adventures. You know, this is the year you want to be adventurous. You want to read a lot of books. You want to take in a lot of movies, courses, study, things like that. That'll go along nicely with this energy. And you set those intentions and, you know, your goals for the year and any plans for any adventures you're going to take, whether it's travel or some other adventure, like, hey, going into a book is an adventure, taking a course is an adventure, starting a new business, you know, is an adventure. That's what you're doing. And you want to set those intentions now that you're going to work on the positive side of the energy, not on the negative side where it'll spiral down into the chaos. That's why you make the plans right now. And so, you know, not the ideal year for personal commitments. You know, take a good, you know, look-see kind of thing this year, you know. Of course, it all depends on what your personal year is as well. And we'll get to personal years in just a minute. What else can we say about the 5-year? There's a lot of surprises around every corner as you go forward in a 5-year, which is, you know, it could be a good, it could be a bad thing, but it could also be a good thing. It's usually, you know, and if you set the intention that I'm going to have wonderful, fun surprises around every corner this year, then that's what you'll get. It's the people
right.
that don't know they're in a 5 year that spiral down into the chaos. Also, in Tarot, 5 is the Hierophant card. And you'll see a lot of people online that are Tarot readers talking about it being a 5-world year, being, you know, the year of the Hierophant, like last year was the year of the Emperor. But they're missing something. What they're missing is that in numerology, the higher numbers reduce to a single digit. So you have other numbers that are 5 in the major arcana. Card 14, mm-hmm. 1 plus 4 is 5. So it's also the temperance card. It's the temperance energy. So just as an example, I don't want to call it necessarily a mistake, but, you know, they fail to look at part of it. So, like, last year was the Emperor year, and 4 is structure and creating plans and things along those lines. And the year started off that way, and then what happened? COVID hit, right?
Right.
Well, what they didn't pay attention to was that card 13 is also a 4 energy. 1 plus 3 is 4. And what is card 13 in Tarot in the major arcana? The Death card.
Ooh,
yes. Nobody was talking about the Death card in the beginning of the year. They are now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, likewise, we have to look at the Hierophant as well as the Temperance card this year. Okay? So Temperance is balance, and it's also, you know, could be forging something new out of two separate things, marrying opposites or marrying things together, tempering steel. Alchemy. It's the card of alchemy, things like that. But especially balance, having balance, it's also one of the marriage cards as well. The Hierophant is more about ritual and routine, social norms, and what just happened. The U.S. presidential elections, yes. And so
yes,
it makes a lot of sense with our new president getting inaugurated on my mom's birthday, the 20th. What we're going to see is a shift in that energy to the Hierophant card, Dr. Rose, a return to the social norms, governmental norms, rituals, establishment, you know, back to normality to some extent. You know, nothing's going to be normal till we get past the COVID thing, but still,
right?
Yeah, that's what you're going to see the rest of this year. And then there's it's, you know, almost a little warning from the Temperance card to, you know, maintain balance through the rest of this year.
Yeah.
Now,
we
all come on. Go ahead. Yeah, we need that.
Oh, I was just going to say really shortly, we definitely need that. So much has happened this past year. It's, you know, people have been afraid what's going to happen this month, next month. I mean, imagine carrying that on for at least 9 months, 9 to 10 months of this year. It's crazy. So it's, you know, the kind of having that, I guess, that Hierophant energy coming in this year is really good.
Yes, yes. Oh, and by the way, a comment from Charlotte in the chat post, psychictalk.net/chat. And she said that I've heard that advice multiple times since the beginning of December. Don't share what your plans are. And, you know, there, like everything, there's two sides to this coin. Some people promote the opposite. You want to make a big change, and let's say you want to quit smoking. So you put it on your Facebook page, you know, you post it. You know, it's like, okay, I quit today. Okay, I've been quit for a week now. I've been quit for a month now. Whatever, you know, you're putting it out there to the world and into the world. And what you're doing is you're eliciting help from your friends and family, telling, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. This is my goal. I need your help to, you know, stay off the cigarettes, to quit smoking. And so you put it out there to everybody, also energetically making a commitment, an actual resolution, instead of typical New Year's resolutions, which are more like, I wish I could quit smoking. You know, a resolution is actually supposed to be you resolve to, and by putting it out there to everybody, you are sending that energy out to the universe that this is what you're doing. And, you know, it depends on you and your family, your friends and coworkers, your life, and what your goal is. You have to decide whether that's the right path to put it out that way. Now with some other goals, it might not be a good idea to put it out there. You might want to keep it close to the vest. You just tell, you know, one or two really, really close, trusted friends that you know are going to back you up on it, because it's human nature. Even if it's not conscious, subconsciously, people get jealous. People don't want you to succeed and make a lot of money, because then they feel like you won't be their friend anymore. Or somebody that, let's say your goal is losing weight, and you commiserate all the time with your friend Jane. You and Jane, you know, sit there and you got your tub of ice cream, watching the latest Netflix together, right? You know, or the way we do it now is we do watch parties, because we can't get with our friends in a lot of places, you know. And you know, so this person that your friendship, a lot of it is based on a mutual commiseration together, and doing this thing that it, you know, isn't good for us, eating the wrong foods, overeating, binge eating, or emotional eating, things like that. You know, now suddenly you've put it out there that, you know, my goal this year is you know, to not binge eat anymore, to eat healthy, to get exercise, to lose weight, to you know, cure my emotional eating and things like that. Well, this best friend of yours is going to feel like the five of pentacles, you know, out there in the cold. You know, even if they consciously support you, they want you to be able to lose the weight and get healthy, subconsciously they feel like, well, it won't be the same. You know, we won't be friends. We won't have this mutual thing that we do together, you see. So, you got to be really careful on, you know, what goals you're going to put out there to everybody, what you're going to keep close to the vest, especially business things. Even your closest family members, your siblings and parents and your spouse, your kids. You know, what are you going to get from them? Are you going to get a lot of, well, you've tried that before. Well, you've tried to start a business and you've failed before. You know, are they going to be throwing that in your face constantly, you know? And maybe it's better to hold off till you have some success and then share it with them, right?
Yes, I totally agree. It's kind of like the expression, don't cast your pearls before swine, or something like that. There's a some people are not going to appreciate what you're trying to do, and so you should be selective about who you share that information with, or just not share it until you're successful, as you say.
Right. And then to wrap up this, you know, New Year's numerology, so to speak, we got the world year number now. It's a 5. Now everybody's in a personal year cycle of the 9 numbers. And it, you know, a few people are actually matched up with the world year number, but that's really rare. Most of us are in a different place. For instance, I'm in a 9 year. This is a year where I'm supposed to clean up the baggage and end things and let go, because I'm going to start a fresh, brand new year January 1st, 2022. And, oh, by the way, I got to say something about that because people always ask, you know, when do these things start? Do they start on my birthday? No. The world year number and your personal year number both start January 1st and go to December 31st of that year. What you're thinking about and what confuses people is that their new year energy with the sun sign and with the astrology begins on their birth date. So mine's June 16th, so it's halfway through the year before the sun moves into Gemini and into my sun sign like that, you know. And people get confused about this stuff because they think that because the personal year is based on your birth date, which we're going to tell you how to calculate that in just a second, that's when it starts. But they're forgetting the other part of the equation. It's also based on the world year number, what personal year you're in. And so because the world year energy starts obviously on January 1st and ends December 31st of that year, so does your personal year energy. So I just wanted to clear that up for everybody that wasn't too sure about that. And this is how you calculate it. You take that world year number 5, and you're going to add that to your birth month and your birth day. And actually, that's a number in numerology called the attitude number. Your attitude number is your birth month and your birthday. So let's see, I was born on 6/16. Okay, so that's 13. 6 plus 1 is 7, plus 6 is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. So my attitude number is 4. 4 plus 5, the world year number, is 9. So I'm in a personal year of 9. What about you, Rose? What month were you born in and what day?
July 14th. That's 7/14.
So you are in, it looks like an 8. 7 plus 1 is 8, plus 4 is 12, which gives us 1 plus 2 is 3, plus the world year of 5 gives us 8. Another way you can write it out is just write out 7/1/4/2/0/2/1. You can just add the year number, you know, like it normally is said too, you know. You can just add it straight across and you'll get 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. So you're in a year of abundance. This is when things in for this 9-year cycle, that's why you want to get to the higher numbers, because this is when the abundance is going to come through. Next year you'll be in a 9-year like I am now. See, we're 1 year off from each other. So next year you're going to, you know, release everything from this cycle, get rid of any baggage, literally and figuratively, anything that's no longer serving you, relationships, physical objects you haven't touched in 6 months or 6 years, belief systems that no longer serve you. You're going to get rid of that next year in 2022, and then you're going to start a brand new cycle in 2023. So for everybody out there, that's what you do. Add your month and your day of birth together. So me at 6/16, 6 plus 1 is 7, 7 plus 6 is 13, and then reduce to a single digit. You're probably going to end up with a double digit. You know, so you keep adding those numbers together to get one digit. So I got 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. My attitude number is 4. 4 is structure. A lot of fours are in counseling, lawyers, architects, first responders, police, EMT, fire, military. I was in the military. You'll find that four energy. Mary has a four life path, actually, and she was in the military, you see. So you take that attitude number, four, whatever your attitude number is, add it to the world year number of 5, and I get 9 for my personal year. But that's how you figure out where you are. And then when you call into the show today, if you want me to tell you about your personal year, I'd be glad to do that. You know, a lot of this is obvious, you know. You know, a lot of this is obvious, right? You know, like I just told you yours. Eight is abundance, you know. So this is the year where on the negative side of the coin, you know, money could slip out of your fingers this year if you don't set the intention right here in January. But you could also, by the end of the year, by midway to the end of the year, you could be really reaping the rewards of the goals that I know you personally are setting for your business, Dr.
Yeah.
It's your year. You know, me, it's the year of ending things because it's the end of a cycle. By the way, I'm in this nine world year. When we get to the world year of nine, you'll notice a lot more passings. A lot of the last time we had a 9 year, all these famous actors and musicians and everything, they all passed away. The last time we had a 9 year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So there's a lot of passings. There's a lot of letting go in a 9 personal year as well. And this is when you want to clear all that baggage out, anything that's not serving you. So a lot of these things are very obvious. Okay, one is the beginning of a new cycle. So it's beginnings. It's a great year to get married. It's a great year to have a child. It's a great year to start a new business or expand one you already have. Beginnings, you know. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff is self-evident, but I have some more information on it. So if you want to know more about that. Yep. So we're going to go to the phone lines here, 714-816-4628. Oh, Rose, do you want to tell everybody the fabulous shows coming up this week on the Psyche Talk Radio Network?
Sure. Let me do that. So, everybody, you guys know that all of our shows start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow there's going to be New Year's readings and open lines, and that's with our wonderful Dax Carlisle, who's here co-hosting with the Dr. Zarian show today, and also with Mary Brown, and that's the Tarot Today radio show. So that's tomorrow, New Year's readings and open lines, so be sure to join that and find out what's happening this year, what kind of energies are about, like what kind of things that you're going to be dealing with this year. And then on Monday, we have the Wisdom of the Soul show by Janice Fuchs. On Wednesday, with the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn, she will be doing an episode on The Beauty That Is You. I really love her show. She's very empowering. You know, all of this is about you and your beauty and your inner spirit. And I love how she weaves all this information into her show. And then, of course, next Friday, we are back with the Doctors Are In with yours truly, Rose, Dr. Rose, and Dr. Dax. And we'll be talking about setting your 2021 goals. Yeah, so that's going to be great. Oh, and then I can also talk about how we can do some of that subconsciously too, Dax, and throw in a couple of methods for that.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we can just add that in there. Yeah. So, you know, if we don't get your phone call today, I'll be back on tomorrow with Mary. We're going to do open lines and readings and do especially New Year's readings. So call in if you want a little hint at what's happening for the new year. I did an article on the Tarot Guild website. Go over to thetarotguild.com, click on articles. I did an article on a quick, fast, and easy New Year's spread. If you're a tarot reader, want to use that, check it out. Yeah. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow. I did want to mention also the following Saturday, so not tomorrow, but the next Saturday, the 23rd, it's our monthly psychic spin. There's five Saturdays this month. And so Mary had her There's a Rock for That show is the first Saturday, and then the next three are the Tarot Today show. And so we're going to be taking the 30th off. So instead of the very end of the month, our psychic spin is going to be on Saturday, January 23rd. And we always pick a topic to do the psychic spin segment on. If you're not familiar with what we do every month on the last show of the month for Tarot Today, we do this segment called Psychic Spin, where you know, just like the talking heads on TV put a spin on the current events and news and so forth like that. We do it, but we also look at the numerology, pull tarot cards, psychic impressions, oracle cards, and, you know, look at things that are on everybody's mind, things that are current events, things that are in the news and so forth. We usually pick a topic. We're not going to do that this month.
Okay.
Dr. Rose, we're going to see how things flesh out with, you know, the inauguration and the aftermath,
right.
You know, leading up to, because that'll be, you know, what, 3 days before that show. And so when that Saturday rolls around next Saturday, we'll decide, you know, what we want to pull cards on. The other thing is we want to give an opportunity for our listeners. So
yeah.
If you're listening right now, and I'll repeat this on tomorrow's show, hopefully I'll remember, not have a senior moment. let us know. And I even put that on, you know, you can always check out all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I put on there for Saturday, January 23rd, I put, what do you want to know from the universe?
Mm.
So, yeah, you can always call into the shows and get a mini reading, life coaching, ask questions about things going on in your personal life. But if you have any big questions about tarot, numerology, questions about how does the universe work, how does the law of attraction really work, or something that's big in the news or on a lot of people's minds or in current events or something like that, if you have a question for the universe, you know, over, above, and beyond, you know, your own personal life, you know, one of the big questions, let us know. Get a hold of myself or get a hold of Mary and let us know, you know, you'd like us to pull cards on the 23rd on that Saturday during the Psychic Spin segment about whatever that question is, you know, and I'm going to go hint Charlotte, because Charlotte's in the chat room there and listening to the show. It's like, do you have any big questions, Charlotte? Let us know. We'll put that in the Psychic Spin. So I just wanted to mention that and give the opportunity for people to contact us. You'll find us on Facebook. You can go over to thetarotguild.com and there's contact information on the Tarot Guild website. Also at psychictalk.net. Yeah. So we would love to, you know, get some big questions for the 23rd for us to pull cards on. All righty. So let's see. Who's been waiting the longest out there?
Would you like me to bring them on?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and bring them on?
Oh, okay.
I got to get my tarot cards ready anyway. I just realized I don't have my tarot cards ready. I'm shuffling.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we have a person from a 415 area code who's been waiting the longest. 415, that's San Francisco, if I remember correctly. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I've
being
called
on the air
in.
With us. Yeah, what's your name
hi,
and
yes.
Where are you calling from?
Anne from San Francisco.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you. I'm right across the water in the Berkeley area.
Oh, great. It's warm.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
How warm it's going to be then this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, such weird weather. Well, that's good.
Heat wave. Yeah, exactly.
And how?
Well, I have the same numbers as Dax. I have a 4 attitude and a 9 for this personal year.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. You're in the same boat as me, Ann. So, you know, this is
yeah.
the year to do it because you're going to start a brand new cycle January 1st, 2022,
uh-huh.
just like me. So this is the year to start examining things and start thinking about this. Okay, you know, what belief systems are no longer serving me? What relationships are no longer serving me that are actually holding
uh-huh.
me back from my goals? Also, it could be things like, you know, projects. You've had this project on the back burner for like a year and a half and you haven't gotten to it yet. Yeah, it might be time to scrap that or totally rework it, you know, kind of thing. This is the year to let go and you know, go through the closet. You know, there's an energetic thing to the physicality of it, too. Like I'll have people call in the show and they say, you know, I'm waiting for the love of my life to show up. And I'm like, okay, well, what does your garage look like? Do you have a 2-car garage and you can only fit one car in there? You know, I'm not saying you're going to literally move somebody in next week. What I'm saying is that energetically you're telling the universe you're ready when you clear out the garage so somebody can park it there, where you go into your closet and you clean some of the closet space out. You clean a couple of drawers out of the bureau out. You know, this is the time to do all that kind of stuff, literally and figuratively clean those closets, Ann. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have any questions about that, about the personal year number, or do you have a burning question we should pull maybe some cards on?
No, just a short-term look, just in the next month, like January, early February, what's coming up?
Okie dokie. Wow, you really are in the midst of a cyclic change. The death card shows up, which is basically one door's closing and another door's opening. All right.
Yeah.
Got a ton of cup cards here. Lots of emotions going on. Yes.
Nice.
One card is that catching my eye is this page of cups showing up. So I want to ask you, you know, are you in a relationship, dating anybody, married, not married? What's going on with that?
No, I'm single and, you know, you can't go out and meet anybody in the normal ways. So, but I'm open.
Right,
to it.
Right.
I would say I'm ready to meet someone, you know.
Yeah, it's all about meeting people online nowadays, right? You know, doing them Zoom sessions and everything. Well, you know, cups is water, so it's the water elements. I'm thinking a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces may very well be headed your way. And this is somebody that is they have like a very kind disposition. They're reflective, even artistic, poetic. Gentle, could be a little bit quiet, intuitive, sensitive, and this actually is a over and above the card representing a person. This is a card of the beginning of relationships,
right?
New things, spiritual growth, even. So yeah, be on the lookout because you might be meeting. It doesn't have to be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, but somebody that has those qualities, the water
qualities,
Also, the pages tend to be younger, so either they are chronologically younger than you, or they might just have a very youthful. They could be actually older than you, but they're going to be a very youthful person, very youthful.
Great.
And then, really positive things here. Okay, you're going to have the nostalgia card showing up. The Six of Cups. You're going to have a very nostalgic feeling with this person. Like from way back, it's going to feel like home. If this is a brand new person, or it could actually mean somebody from the past coming back in. That's another possibility on here. And then you end up with the Ten of Cups, which is basically a successful and happy family life. So it's looking really good for you, Anne.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome sauce. Well, thanks for the call, Ann.
Maybe I'll try one of those different sites like Bumble where the woman gets to pick.
There you go.
Something different.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Get lots of swipe right. Is it swipe left?
Yes,
I don't know. I'm not on any of those things.
I don't know.
I'm too old for that stuff, you know.
Right. Everyone has to do it now.
Yeah. Well, the best of
luck. Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, she says thank you.
Bye, Anne.
So
who's been waiting the longest there?
Okay, so we have the next person with area code 440. If you have area code 440, welcome. to being on the air with us. And what's your name, and let us know where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
Well, let's see. I like to find out. I feel that I'm being pulled and guided to relocate and live in Arizona.
That's where I am.
And it might be, I don't know, a life or a spiritual purpose, because I certainly wouldn't choose to live there. So that's why I'm saying it's probably beyond my comprehension, for lack of a better word. I plan to do this fall of this year.
Okay. Did you calculate your person? Before we go any further, I've already pulled the cards. I already got the answer for you. Already set up, Patricia. But I wanted to ask you: did you calculate your personal year number when we were talking about that?
And so I had
Patricia?
Not listened to your prior. Hello.
Okay, so
she didn't hear.
Can you
hear? She didn't hear it before.
Okay, can you hear me? I just want to make sure. Okay, so because we're having maybe some audio problems here. Okay, so Patricia, what month were you born in?
Seven.
Okay, and then what was the day?
16.
Oh, like me, I was born on the 16th. Okay, so you're in a one personal year. You're beginning a brand new cycle. This is the year to move. Absolutely. That's why I was wondering, because I was getting a strong indication from the cards that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So I shuffled the cards, and I kind of took this as a yes, no. You know, should Patricia be moving to Arizona? What's going to happen with that? You know, I got the death card like I did for Anne. This is a card of transition. Mm-hmm. One door closes, a new door opens. This is a brand new opportunity, a whole new cycle for you, and you're beginning a brand new cycle numerologically in your nine-year personal year cycle, with a personal year of one. I keep wanting to say world year. Personal year of one, okay? And I'm getting, wow. Three major arcana cards. I'm getting yes. Okay, so the Wheel of Fortune is turning. The Wheel of Fortune shows up. Fortune is turning in your favor here. This is definitely something you should be doing. And by the way, you mentioned that there's a higher purpose. There's definitely a higher purpose. The Hierophant card shows up. There's something spiritual about this. Okay. There is something you're passionate about that you're going to be able to follow. The Knight of Wands is showing up, and that's that fire energy, that's passion, that's, you know, taking your passion and running with it, you know. That's what you're supposed to be doing, you know, and this move is going to allow you to, and I don't blame you, you know, who wants to move to the desert, right? But, you know, I mean, I've lived here on and off for many, many, many years. I'm still trying to escape back to California, but I'm waiting for it to no longer be the COVID capital of the year, you know, of the world. And
that might be helpful.
And exactly. Yeah. You know, I love the West Coast. I love Seattle. I lived in Seattle for a long time. I lived in San Francisco for a long time, San Diego for 8 years. You know, I love being near the water, but, you know, my parents live in Tucson here. They're, you know, in their 80s. So, you know, I moved back to kind of help with that. You know, we're actually all from Pennsylvania, so the desert's like quite different for us. But the Knight of Wands is a desert scene in the background. Did want to point that out. But somehow moving here is going to allow you to follow some passion that you're not completely following yet. And this is what I might suggest to you is I keep getting Sedona popping in my head. So it might not be the deserty part of Arizona. Remember, we have all climates here, and Sedona is not like Phoenix and Tucson, you see. And I don't know, Sedona, Prescott, I'm getting northern Arizona. you might want to look at that. And remember, you know, Sedona is the spiritual capital of the world. You know, I mean, it's where the vortexes are and everything, you know. So you might want to check that out. I hope that helps you out, Patricia.
Can you give me some estimate of how long that I might live there? Was it a year or 2 years or?
Yeah, I was actually looking just at the move, you know, and it fits in perfectly with the timing, with you being in a world year, and you were saying moving towards the end of the year, absolutely perfect. Now, I didn't get timing cards on this, so let me pull some timing cards as to how long this could be, and. What are we getting around this here? I'm going to take a look. Give me just a second here. Okay, so the timing's coming up. A minimum of 17 years is what's coming up.
A minimum of what?
17 years is the minimum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this could take you like right through into retirement and everything like that. Let me check here. I want to see if you would stay or you know. No, I'm getting the Ten of Pentacles. That's really establishing foundation with this. So yeah, I don't think you would. If you make this move, I don't think you're going to move after you move. I think this is it.
Mm.
That's
oh,
what
wow.
I'm getting. Yeah.
All right.
All
thank
righty.
You.
Well,
thank
thanks
you so
for
much
the call.
Patricia.
Happy New Year. Enjoy
Best
the rest of.
You.
Yeah. And let's see if we can squeeze in a call or two more here before the end of the show.
Okay. So we have a person from the area code 520. If your area code is 520, welcome to being on the air. The doctors are in show. And let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Oh my gosh! Do I have my hand up? I'm sorry if I do. I was just listening.
Oh yeah, Rose.
Oh,
she doesn't have her hand up.
I'm so sorry. I'm
sorry.
I apologize.
That's Kim.
This is an honor for sure. Just am not prepared. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's
Kim's
okay.
Just
that,
listening
that totally
in.
My fault.
I'll call tomorrow.
A good
call in tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, Rose.
Sorry
actually,
about that. I totally
you,
forgot about that. Yeah.
I don't know how it's showing on your screen, but the top of the list is area code 801, and then 708.
Right.
So
right,
801
okay.
is.
Let's do the
708.
708 has been on the longest, so let's get 708 here. Hello. Welcome
hello.
To the show. Hi. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show. What burning question do you have for us today?
Oh, what do I have to look forward to in 2021? With a year of a nine. And
are you in a
I
nine
believe
year
my
too?
Destiny.
Hey,
yes.
Nine. Woohoo!
And a destiny, I believe it's a four. I think so.
Mhm. Well, the destiny number, which that's from your birth name, and you know that's an overarching energy that follows you your entire life, you know. And we sometimes, you know, when we're doing a full chart, we'll look at that, of course, you know. But when we're talking in more generalities like this. And about a current year, we're more interested in the life path, the attitude number, and the world year number, what that is, and what personal year number you're in, you know. And, you know, That we've talked a lot about the nine already, so you already know what's in store. This is the year that you're really supposed to be wrapping things up, because you're going to be starting that brand new year of one coming up. In the cards, I'm getting the Queen of Wands for you, and that's the fire energy, the fire element. And the thing about the Queen of Wands, you know, she's following her passions, control.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always point out it's a card of independence. There's a black cat at her feet in the Waite-Smith version of the card here, you know. And, you know, this year is really about you striking out independence. You know, just either maintaining your independence if you already have that, or getting to the point where you have that. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. It's like you want to be your own person and doing your own thing and following your own passions, not doing things for other people, working for other people, working for other companies. You know, I don't know what, you know, your job career situation is, or if you're retired, or what you're doing. But what I'm saying is that, you know, regardless of what you're doing, this year is when you really need to get into touch with doing it yourself, being the entrepreneur. You want to be setting yourself up, because it's a 9 year, you know, you really want to get started in 2022. So January 1st, 2022. But this is when you set yourself up for this, where you're going to create value for other people. You're going to figure out, okay, here's my skills and abilities. Here's what I'm passionate about. What big problem do these people that are involved in what I'm passionate about, what big problem do they have that I can solve? And then you're going to create value, and that's where the independence is going to come in, because it's going to be you. Okay? And then the other cards I'm getting, they're all eight cards. Eight. So what's fascinating about that is that eight is the number of abundance and prosperity. So the central focus is that Queen of Wands. If you can do that, this is going to be extremely, extremely abundant and prosperous for you. Does that make sense?
I love it. Oh, yes, because I want to have my own business doing energy work for animals. So it'll be a spiritually based business.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let me fill you in on a couple of things. One of the eight cards is the Strength card from the Major Arcana. And this is the card where the woman is gently closing the mouth of the lion. The animal is right there in the card. Hint, hint.
Wow.
and she's loving and caring with the lion. And it's all about empathy, and it's all about love conquers all.
Nice.
Work for me.
And then, of course, I already mentioned the black cat and the Queen of Wands. You've got all these animals showing up in the cards themselves. Now, one of the eight cards is the Eight of Cups. And this is a card about letting go. And it's perfectly in alignment with you being in a personal year of nine. Because the individual cups is emotions. The individual has taken emotional baggage and, you know, stacked it up. They're done with it. They're moving away from the cups, onward and up the side of a hill, up the summit to their goal. They have their walking stick and their walking cloak on. They're moving onward and upward, away from this baggage. So the feeling I'm getting is that there is some perhaps emotional baggage around all of this that you need to take care of. I don't know, some loose ends I'm feeling haven't been taken care of before you can move forward with this project. And as soon as you do that, man, the floodgates open up. In fact, the last card is the Six of Pentacles, which is literally being the rewards, along with the fact that I've got three A cards in this spread. This is just amazing. I have never seen this before. And, you know, I mean, it is just good fortune, and it's literally the card of the windfall. That's what's going to happen. And then the timing, being the sixth card and being the last card, it's the timing card, it's six. So this will start to happen within 6 months. So you have this nice time frame, the beginning of the year leading up to, you know, June, July, to get all your ducks in a row, get everything set up, clear out that baggage, that Eight of Cups, and then bam, there you go. It's going to be great, Barbara. It's going to be great.
Dax, I muted her just for a little bit because of the background noise, but she's back on now.
Yeah, there was a lot of background noise.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've been looking, and there is something that is on the back burner that has to be finished. You're absolutely correct. Yep, you are. And
there you go.
I think once that is out of the way for me, I think the sky is going to be the limit.
Yes, with these cards, the sky is the limit. There ain't no limits.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Barbara. Hope that confirmed things
Barbara.
For you.
It does.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there.
I think we have time
for maybe one more. Get that 801. They've been waiting for an hour and 25 minutes. So.
Hey, 801, welcome to Being on Air with the Dr. Sarah Ann Show. And let us know what your name is and where you're calling from.
Hello, Dr. Rose. This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
It's Charlotte.
How are you? Yay, Charlotte.
I know I wasn't going to call you back, but Jamie, another show said, what? I hope to call then. I went, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm curious, what personal year are you in, Charlotte?
That would have required me to do math. So,
what month were you born?
April 25th.
So that's 4/25?
Yeah.
So you are in a 7 personal year. And 7 is that spiritual, you know, high spiritual number in numerology. It's really a magical and spiritual year when you're in a personal year of 7. And when people are in personal years of 7, they feel drawn to connect with their spirituality. Basically, your antenna is up where your intuition is concerned. And, you know, I know we've talked a lot through the end of last year into the beginning of this year. You know, I can see that for you. I can see that, you know, remember when we said you turned that corner?
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a year of, you know, attending workshops and finding people who are like-minded. If there's research to be done, this is the year to do it, you know, like that genealogy project you always wanted to do, you know. I'm not saying necessarily for you, but for everybody listening out there, when you're in a 7 year, it's, you know, the big questions, how does the universe work? How does tarot work? How does numerology work? How does the law of attraction work? You know, universal laws and all this kind of stuff, but it's the number of the natural detective when in your life path or your attitude number is a 7. And it's all about, you know, things like that, you know, everything from the high, big questions, how the universe works, all the way to the more mundane, like doing that genealogy project. In a 7 year, you can often live in your head a bit too much, and you need your personal space in a 7 year, because uh-huh. you know, this is the year to really get connected with your intuitive abilities, to be working on that stuff. But don't be a hermit too long. You know, once you've had your space, get back in the game with the rest of us. You know. In a 7 personal year, it's a good year to find time to, like, listen to music, take walks in nature, be near water. That can mm-hmm. be very comforting and healing. 7 is just a very magical and mystical number. You know, there's also a lot of mystery in the air in a 7 year as well. And you will be drawn or want to figure that out. You want the answers to things this year. And so this is your year to get on top of it all and get the answers and get it flowing and moving.
Well, I have a question. Is
Go ahead.
Your personal year the day the date you were born? Because otherwise, wouldn't I be an 11
no.
or a 2?
No, it's not the date. It's not the date. So your whole date that you were born in, so the month you were born, the day you were born, and the year that you were born in, if you add all those numbers together and then keep reducing till you get to a single digit, that's your life path number, okay? Now,
okay.
if you just take the month you were born and the day you were born, so you were born in the fourth month. And the 25th day, 2 plus 5 is 7. 7 plus 4 is 11. That's a master number. So your attitude number is 11/2, because 1 plus 1 is 2. So you're an 11/2. This does not surprise me. When you get a master number as your life path, your attitude, or sometimes your destiny number, it's very significant. It's the master illuminator number. You're supposed to teach the higher concepts to other people and illuminate the path for other people, whether that's doing intuitive readings or writing books or teaching classes or helping people or life coaching people, anything along those lines. That's your attitude number. Your attitude number is an 11/2. Now we're going to take the final reduction on this. We're going to take the 2, which is, by the way, that's relationships, cooperation, mediation, partnerships, people that have like a 2 attitude like you do or a 2 life path are really great mediators. They make great counselors, therapists, things along those lines. You're going to take your attitude number 2 and you're going to add it to the world year number. And that's for everybody listening out there. You figure out what your attitude number is from your month and day of birth, in your case a 2, and then you add it to the world year number, which is 5. 2021,
oh, okay.
2 plus 2 plus
right,
1
right.
is 5. And so 2 plus 5 is 7. That's where we get that you're in a personal year of 7. Next year, you'll be in an 8 year. That's going to be a year of abundance. And that actually is the year that the personal year that Dr. Rose is in right now. She's in an abundant year. So you want to take
mm-hmm.
advantage of that energy. But the 7
yeah.
years where you set up, the 7 years where you set up for that, the 7 years when you figure that out, it actually starts way back in the 4 year when you're making plans, but not to confuse things too much. You know, in a 7 personal year, this is the year to get in touch with your intuition, to take the classes, workshops, do the research, whatever it takes to prepare you for whatever you're going to be doing in that 8 personal year next year, which usually involves your career or business, you see. So you're setting things
uh-huh.
up, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go.
And you know what? Everything inside of me is screaming, yes, 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 yes. I mean, it feels right. It feels,
yeah.
you know, because sometimes you get that, you're left scratching your head going, really? I mean, and I don't know what my next step is. Just for the now, but there's something that is confirming. Yep, this is the year, you know. So that's cool. Awesome, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
This is one of my favorite shows of the year, honestly. I mean, I love them all, but I like this number. I like this number show.
Oh.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, for those that have been listening to the show, you know, Charlotte was a guest co-host when Dr. Rose was finishing up her classes she's teaching. And Rose, you know, Charlotte did a great job. And one thing I know, you know, Charlotte was years back on the air with us, and we used to do a Wednesday mm-hmm. show together, actually. And the thing I noticed that there's definitely a shift because – Charlotte, when you did the show filling in for Rose, you were much more just calm and what's the word for it? You know, self-confidence, assured.
I actually feel that way about my life in general more as well too. So, but thank you for that.
So we have to have you back on. That'd be fun.
I love it. I had so much fun. I missed Rose, but I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So Rose, thank you for giving me that opportunity.
How about that, Rose? This time we'll book Charlotte to come on when you're going to be on too, like the three of us, instead of her just filling in.
Yeah.
You know, that way, maybe next month or something. We have open line shows every month. You know, we could have Charlotte come on and be on with us and chit chat and do some readings, and it'd be a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
So much fun.
Yeah.
All righty.
So much fun. Thanks for fitting me in today.
And thanks for calling in. And it's a great way to wrap up the end of the show here. Remember, I want to mention, though, real quickly, remember, if we didn't get to your call today, I'm sorry, but, like, we are way, way over. We got to end the show. But I'm going to be back with Mary tomorrow, and it's New Year's readings. So we're going to be specifically doing New Year's readings. And I'll continue with the personal year numbers. You can call in and get your personal year number, and I'll let you know what that is and what it means. And, for you, Charlotte, you know, really, you know, take hold of that world year number of five, that high adventurous energy, that high energy. You know, you have the energy now to do this. You have the energy to, you know, 9 year, you want to clear all this stuff out. And I'm sorry, you're in an 8 year. Everybody else was a 9 year. That's what confused me. We're all in 9 years, except for you. You're in an 8, right? Or no, 7. Yeah. Okay. This is the year to, you know, do the research and the planning, and to, you know, get set up, get your feet wet again, get back on the air doing readings and doing readings for people and everything. You know, tap into that 5 world year energy, that high energy. And treat it as an adventure and just go for it.
Yeah. That sounds great. I placed her on hold. She had some background noise there. But
that's okay. We're ending the show now. We're going to say goodbye to Charlotte, and I'll say goodbye to you, Rose, and all our listeners and callers. Great show, huh?
Absolutely. So
a lot of fun calls.
A lot of fun calls. Happy New Year to everybody. And
Happy New
next
Year.
Week on Friday, we will be talking about, you know, setting our goals for 2021. So you don't want to miss that show. It's going to be great. You can help set your goals with us. You know, we'll help you. We can give you some guidance on that. So you want to make sure you call in.
I think I even have a worksheet to hand out to everybody that they can use.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
great.
Check it out and join us next week. And I'll be back tomorrow. So same bat time, same bat channel. same bat telephone number, 714-816-4628. Write it down. Tomorrow morning, just go to psychictalk.net/chat. psychictalk.net/chat. The chat post will be set up for tomorrow's show, tomorrow. And just, you know, it's going to be the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And we'll take your calls then.
And I'll be seeing you guys next week. So you guys take care. Have a great day with Dax tomorrow. Dax and, oh my gosh, Mary tomorrow. And
Mary.
I'll be seeing you next Friday.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Rose. Bye, Charlotte. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Dax.